Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Raffner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
So I think it's safe to say that LeBron still has it. Whatever it is, the proverbial it, LeBron still has it. What a finish. What a finish between the Lakers and the Grizzlies. That was a lot of fun. It was one of those finishes that you can't walk away from. And then to see it go into overtime, pretty sweet in Los Angeles, but also fairly stunning. Because the Memphis Grizzlies, like the Milwaukee Bucks, are on the ropes. We're talking two of the top teams in the East and the West. You've got the one seed and now the two seed in the West. They're on the ropes. And we often talk about people, we'll use the narrative, that the NBA is, it's boring because everything goes according to seed. Now, that's not necessarily true. But you don't have as many upsets like you might in, say, hockey because of the nature of the sport. And so we're looking at potential history here with what has happened in the last few hours. I am so excited to reconvene with you. There's a lot going on. True to form, though, if I gave you two guesses about what happened, even as the NBA is ramping up toward the end of a great first round, we're looking at potential game sevens, maybe still fingers crossed hoping, a really amazing night of hoops between Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat, and then LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and the Los Angeles Lakers. If I tell you it was probably one of the best doubleheaders that we've seen in hoops to this point in the postseason, you should know. The NFL can't stand it. Absolutely cannot freaking stand it. What do I tell you all the time? The NFL is a jealous lover, which means that the second the NBA or Major League Baseball or anything else starts to creep into the center ring of the circus, starts to take some of the spotlight away from football, what happens? Oh, magically, mysteriously, there's another humongous NFL storyline, which, of course, happened Monday. Of course. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. And I, once again, for the second Monday in a row, will soon be three Mondays in a row, am doing the show from the campus of Syracuse University. They call it The Hill in Syracuse, but Newhouse, School of Newhouse, which is where I had classes, actually, when I was a student here. And after teaching my own class on this Monday evening, only one more to go. Man, it's gone fast, actually. All the preparation, a lot of the nerves that I had going into it, and now we're three down with just one to go. Anyway, doing my show from here tonight, and glad that I didn't have to drive back in between because that would have been a lot. Don't even ask me how much, how little sleep I've had over the past couple of days. So I cannot be held responsible for anything completely ridiculous that I say. Okay, can we just make that agreement? If I say anything completely ridiculous, you just have to nod and smile or laugh at me. It's fine. Aaron Rodgers, it's totally fine.
And that's fine. It really is. It's totally fine.
What? Producer Jay, how many, let's do a potential over under on how many times you think you will drop Aaron Rodgers sound bites into this particular edition of After Hours?
Oh man, over under, where do we start this number?
Well, I'll give you a number and you tell me if you think you're gonna go, well, no, see, that's not fair because you control it, but the number, I'll go 50. Are you going to go under or over 50 Aaron Rodgers drops on this edition of the show?
50 is a good base. I'm leaning over.
Are you really? You're leaning over?
Animals.
But see, the problem is now you're going to inundate the show with your... No, you don't think that in order to control who wins the bet, who doesn't win the bet, if there's a bet at all, you don't think that you will end up just dropping them in randomly, even if they have nothing to do with what we're talking about?
I'm offended.
See what I mean? All right. I don't even know if I can get on Twitter from here. I tried this last week and it would not allow me to log into Twitter from here. But I do know that it doesn't matter what I post right now on Twitter that has anything to do with Aaron Rodgers or the Memphis-Los Angeles finish or what happened in the Heat game, a 13-0 run against the Bucks, and Jimmy Butler is fire. None of that matters because all you care about is the turkey. I post a photo of the turkey, that's all you care about. And actually, because I was on the road Monday and then teaching and then was trying to prep for the show, I didn't have an opportunity to add the turkey photo to Facebook until Jay actually did it for me about 15 minutes ago. When I tell you the turkey had a blue head, you're just going to have to check it out for yourself. So it's now on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And you can also check it out on Twitter if you haven't seen it. If you haven't heard the story, I'm not going to bore you again with my tale of being chased by a wild turkey. Though I did force my students to listen to the story of me getting chased by a wild turkey. And I'm going to try to tell them it's a true story. These things just happened to me. And so anyway, the photo is up on both Facebook as well as Twitter, A-Law Radio. And we're excited to be able to march forward into what is a show that is surprisingly simple. I don't mean that it's easy in terms of the prep we put into it. Producer Jay, I'm not saying this is easy for Jay because he's put together a lot of audio, and we certainly will break down these games. We got a guest coming up from Los Angeles in just under an hour. But simple in that there are three major topics. Now, there might be a couple of others that we work in, but Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. Oh, I'm sorry. Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre? Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. They might be the same guy. Favre might have reincarnated himself into this Aaron Rodgers situation because it is eerie. It is uncanny, the similarities between their exits from Green Bay. We've also got Brian Gutekunst, who is the general manager of the Green Bay Packers. You'll hear his reaction. And then one of Aaron's best friends on the Packers. I'm assuming that he's going to remain with the Packers, though Aaron has been recruiting all of his BFFs to go play for the Jets. Forget what the Jets want. It's really about what Aaron
People
wants.
People are coming here to play with me.
What are we up at, six now? We're on, that's got to be six already, Jay.
Like four or five.
Okay, who's keeping track? Do we need someone to count these?
We could have a tracker if someone wants to take on that role for the night.
A tracker. We have a tracker of Aaron Rodgers drops. So Aaron Rodgers to the Jets, and we'll hear the Packers' reaction to that. We'll get the deets. We'll get the Packers' reaction to that. Then it's about this fantastic finish between the Grizzlies and the Lakers, but also why are the Grizzlies not capitalizing on the fact that they had a playoff base last year? They were supposed to get better. Ja Morant, well, he was a rising superstar. I think he ran into a bit of a, I don't want to call it a glass ceiling because that's got a connotation with it, but he ran into a bit of a ceiling of his own making, trying to bust out of that and get back on track as a human, but also as a basketball player. But why? Why are the Grizzlies unable to capitalize on their opportunities and their success? And then maybe Dylan Brooks should be careful what he says about LeBron James when LeBron still has the chance to return fire, if you will.
I don't care he's old.
I don't care he's old. I mean, he may be old, but he just torched your butt in this game.
I pulled bears.
But he definitely could be old. The thing is, it's not mutually exclusive. You can be old and still be fire. You can be old and still be one of the best players on the planet. You can be old and still be better than Dylan Brooks. So we're going to talk about that fantastic finish in Los Angeles. As I say, we're going to go to LA coming up in the next hour. And then Jimmy Butler. He's a dog. And I see, I'm not cool, but when I say it, I mean the cool kind of dog. Jay, how would you spell that? D-A-W-G?
Right, correct.
Okay, so he's a dog. No, see, I should never be saying things like that, ever. That thing should never come out of my mouth. But he is definitely one of those guys who, A, I mean, this sounds funny to say in basketball, but he wants to get his uniform dirty, number one. Number two, he's so physical, he will fight you. I mean, he will fight you for whether it's points, whether it's your points, whether it's so his defense on your opportunities. But it's just about Jimmy Butler doing anything and everything, that tenacity to win. And then, of course, he's always got lines that he can deliver after the fact, which is fun. I will forever remember Jimmy Butler as the player who took his coffee maker into the bubble and then sold coffee to the rest of the NBA players because he had the foresight and he knew he was nothing without coffee. I mean, we are, in fact, soulmates for that reason. So we'll talk about Jimmy Butler, the return of Giannis, which looked like it would be exactly what the Milwaukee Bucks needed. They end up with a triple-double from Giannis, but the collapse at the end of the game, wow. It's one of those I-don't-believe-what-I-just-saw moments. So we have a lot to do, but as I say, show is relatively simple. Might mix in a little bit. We're going to mix in some Niners because there's been rumblings about Trey Lance getting traded. I know we have a lot of Niners fans who listen on the show from the Bay Area and really all over California. I don't want to limit you by your geography, so I know there's a lot of you everywhere. But then in addition to that, couple of hockey games, too. The Spunky Devils are fighting back against the New York Rangers. We've had some stunning rallies and comebacks over the past couple of days, and that pretty much becomes the standard moving forward now for the next couple months in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So there's a lot we want to get to. Excited to have you with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Let's cut to the chase. Grizzlies and Lakers down to the bitter end. This game still hanging in the balance in the very final seconds of regulation.
James drives towards the right baseline, spins into the paint for a cutting Rui Hachimura. His dunk is blocked by Jackson. Lead out ahead to Morant. Morant gets to the window, drops for Bane. He lays it up and in. Ja Morant saw the defense coming, dropped it behind his back to Bane. Morant is still down behind the basket. A beautiful feed, and the Grizzlies lead by two with 6.7 seconds remaining.
LeBron, top of the key with Xavier Tillman on him. LeBron drives to the rim. He's going for two, lays it up, and in. Less than a second remains. Timeout Memphis. 0.8 remaining. 0.8. A huge layup by LeBron.
The ball given to Brooks. Brooks peering in. Gets it into Morant. Morant fires. Blocked by Davis. Davis read it beautifully.
Oh!
LeBron James fired it in from three-quarter court. After the block, it would have won the game. We'll go to overtime.
Oh, Eric Hasseltine, we clipped him. We'll go to overtime. You know what he was going to say, right? You know exactly where he was going with that. We're going to overtime, which is what happened. But man, what a finish. And both ends of the court, you've got players finishing at the rim. So Ja Morant, after an incredible block on one end by Jaren Jackson, he and Desmond Bane get out, they run the court, they execute the fast break. It's this pass from, as Ja Morant is passing underneath the hoop or to the left of the hoop, but he's going out of bounds on the baseline. He kind of scoops the ball underneath an arm and back behind him to a cutting Bane. So you get that moment, but then just enough time on the other end for LeBron James to get a full head of steam, charge, driving from the free throw line. Forget, now see, I loved this because I get tired of three-pointers. Who was it last week, Jay? It was Kings and Warriors. 97 three-point attempts in one game. 97. That is too many. We might play that many Aaron Rodgers drops tonight, but that's too many three-point shots in one game. 70 misses, by the way. So I love the fact that both the Grizzlies on one end and then LeBron James on the other go to the hoop. They score at the rim. So 38-year-old LeBron James tying layup with 0.8 seconds left in regulation. And then they have to go into overtime.
10 seconds to shoot. LeBron driving to the rim and in. Blows a foul. LeBron flexing in front of the crowd. And the Lakers lead 113-108.
9 on the shot clock. Morant, screen on his right from Tillman. Back to his left around the screen. Got bumped by Schroeder. Into the lane. Hangs for the floater. Too strong. Rebound. Tapped by Tillman. Loose picked up by Reeves. Reeves in the backcourt. Lakers can really work the clock down here.
Austin Reeves makes his free throw, which he does. He's the leading scorer for the Lakers tonight. 23 points, and that's your ball game. Lakers 117, Grizzlies 111. Lakers lead 3-1 in this best of seven series. And we go to Memphis for game 5 on Wednesday with the Lakers having a chance to close it out.
Obviously tough performance for me tonight on the offensive end. And he just took over down the stretch. Got us a bucket to go into overtime. D'Lo with two huge threes to hit us back in the game to cut it to one. Dennis playing through, you know, his pain. Austin, Rui, all our guys, man. It was a good team effort. This team not going to go away. And it was a must-win game for us. And we played well down the stretch and just covered for one another.
It wasn't the type of rally we saw between the Heat and the Bucks, where the Heat were down 14 in the fourth quarter. But the Lakers, they were flirting with disaster. They were down 7 in the final few minutes of regulation. But then did you watch this? D'Angelo Russell hits 3 triples in a row, just strokes them, and is able to get them back to even. And at that point, it was punch, counterpunch through the rest of regulation. But on into overtime, the Lakers never trailed. And you hear Anthony Davis, fired up, of course, referring to LeBron James about how he took over down the stretch. So forget the fact that he's old, Dylan Brooks. How about the fact that he grabbed a career playoff high 20 rebounds? He had 7 assists, a couple of block shots. And even as he gets 22 points, a handful in overtime, he has just 1 turnover. I think that's that's critical, because we know that LeBron James is a point guard stuck in a tight end's body. And so he wants to have the ball in his hands a bunch. He wants to be using his point guard skills. But to have a 20-20 game at 38 years old, to be the guy who takes it to the hoop and scores with under a second to go, and then really does spur the energy and the activity in that overtime. That crowd was amazing. That was a lot of fun to watch. Kind of sweeps you away, a game like that. But we're going to be asking the question of both Memphis and Milwaukee. What the heck went wrong? Because this is the Grizzlies series. This is the Grizzlies series to win, because they've got not just the better record, they've got the home court. I know they were without Ja, but he comes back. They waste a 45-point performance from him. And now this, blowing their late momentum and doing it in a way that I don't know how they recover. And so Taylor Jenkins, the question must be asked, what the heck happened?
Competitive game, didn't come up with some offensive rebounds that were, crucial possessions late. Obviously, LeBron gets his right hand, which can happen at the end of the game. Some breakdowns for us, one-on-one and shift defense. We didn't shift, and they scored too much in the paint late in the game. Very disappointing loss.
Now, see, as a girl who cut her teeth on late 80s, early 90s basketball, when the mid-range jumper was actually a thing, and when teams had big men, and when teams put value on driving to the hoop, I loved this game. Are you ready for this? Points in the paint. 58 for the Grizzlies, 54 for the Lakers. It is extremely rare these days that you get two teams that go over 50 points in the paint. And to have this one be settled at the rim. Now, I know D'Angelo Russell hit that flurry of threes. It was like a Curry flurry. He hit a flurry of threes late in the game to bring the Lakers back into it. But ultimately, this was a game that featured a ton of action in the lane, which just made me so happy. It made this old basketball soul happy. Now, we are still waiting, as producer Jay tells me, we are still waiting on LeBron James. Right, Jay?
Correct.
Okay, we don't have LeBron, and then we also don't have Grizzlies post yet.
Just the Jenkins at the moment.
Okay, so just Taylor Jenkins now. We're efforting, if you will. But Austin Reeves also wants to weigh in about 38-year-old LeBron James, because I don't care, he's old.
he takes care of himself and, you know, puts the work in. It's a testament to, you know, what he does every night. You know, a lot of people would say he's not supposed to make that shot. We like it.
Okay, I don't even know what that means. He's not supposed to make that shot. He's still a tank. Who's going to get in his way? Once he gets the first step and gets around you, he may not be as quick as he was, but he's still a load and he's still bulky. And how do you move LeBron off a spot when he decides he's going there or going to post up there? So, yeah, this was a lot of fun to watch. It was a good back and forth, but devastating for the Grizzlies. Let's be fair. This is devastating for them because they blow that big game. Well, forget the big game by Ja. They don't even show up to start game three. They're down 26 points in the first quarter alone. So as much as this game hurts, at least they're competitive and they go into overtime. That game on, shoot, I don't remember what day it was, Saturday, they all blend together at this point. The game in which they don't even bother to show up for the first quarter and get run out of the building, that one's far worse because you can't recover once you're down 26 points in the first quarter. But this is a blown opportunity for the Grizzlies. They set themselves up. All the work they did, even without Ja, down the stretch, they still had a winning record without their superstar. But here they are on the cusp of being eliminated by a team that went through the play-in tournament. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. If you're into turkeys, well, we got that for you. But what did you enjoy about tonight's games? And while we're jumping the gun, Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. Thoughts. Jay, that might be a good Twitter post. Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. Thoughts. Dot, dot, dot. Thoughts, question mark. Deep thoughts. With one of those emojis where the guy is like holding up his, he's got one eyebrow cocked and his fingers is over his chin like an old man, you know?
Like the rocks.
Do you ever do that?
Like pondering?
He's pondering. He's definitely pondering.
Honestly, I think I do. So.
Okay. Sometimes I can't tell if you're zoning out or pondering. The look on your face is still the same. It's about the same. All right. Let's see. So straight ahead, we're going to get you more reaction to that game in Los Angeles. We're also going to dive into a career night from Jimmy Butler. And before the hour is up, you'll at least hear the initial details of Aaron Rodgers, now a member of the New York Jets. Sounds weird. I don't know how he's going to look as a part of gangrene. Huh. Do you think he's also going to follow in Brett Favre's footsteps and send... Never mind. We won't go there. We'll just leave it. I have no idea what you're talking about, Amy. None. None whatsoever. All right. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Hey, football fans, Baldy here, and I'm doing something special for this year's NFL Draft. Jason Lock and Four and I are hosting the 2023 Odyssey NFL Draft Show. Join us on the first night of the draft, talking with our local experts from across the Odyssey podcast throughout the country. And leading up to the draft, check out our podcast, In the Huddle. I'm giving you an inside scoop on the best prospects for your favorite team. And it all starts Thursday, April 27th at 7 p.m. Eastern until the first round ends, only on the free Odyssey app.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.
LeBron, top of the key with Xavier Tillman on him. LeBron drives to the rim. He's scoring for two. Lays it up and in. Less than a second remains. Timeout Memphis. 0.8 remaining. 0.8. A huge layup by LeBron.
And I feel like that play right there, you know, after I was able to make that and one, kind of, you know, I want to say closed the door, but it sealed it a little bit. You know, it wasn't much light at the end for that particular, for the rest of the game, so.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
So, LeBron James with the layup and under a second remaining in regulation after the Grizzlies had taken the lead at the other end with their own layup. I love that. Two layups in the final few seconds to force overtime. John Ireland with the calls on the Lakers radio network. Eric Hasseltine of Grizzlies Radio will join us at the top of the hour because this is disastrous for the Grizzlies. Take nothing away from what the Lakers have done. A lot of it depends upon matchups. I don't believe that they have what they need to be a championship roster. But every game that goes by, they take a step closer to that. Why? Because remember, they retooled their entire lineup almost over the course of the trade deadline. And then LeBron was injured until he discovered the doctor that he terms the LeBron James of feet. So he was able to come back and he has found his groove again. If Anthony Davis can stay healthy and stay out there on the court and they play defense like this, this is a team that can surprise, well, is surprising the Grizzlies, can at least cause some congestion in the West. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So LeBron ends up with a 20-20 game, 22 points, 20 rebounds, in addition to a bunch of other stats, because that's what he does. He fills up a stat sheet, and he's a guy that wants you to know, well, this is who I've been my entire career. I am the king.
I mean, that's always been me. You know, whatever it takes for the team to be successful, or, you know, just trying to be as great as I can be offensively, but even more important on the defensive end. And so that was the kind of the mindset tonight. And I was able to make a couple plays to help us be successful.
Call me crazy, but I feel like that entire soundbite from LeBron is a humble brag. We might need to hear it again. Keeping in mind humble brag, which, by the way, has been added to the actual dictionary, it is now a legitimate term, humble brag. He doesn't quite say, I'm the best player in the world, or I'm the best to ever play this game. However, this is who he is. Jay, we should fire it up again.
I mean, that's always been me.
Yes.
You know, whatever it takes for the team to be successful, or, you know, just trying to be as great as I can be offensively, but even more important on the defensive end. And so that was the kind of the mindset tonight. And I was able to make a couple plays to help us be successful.
Yeah, LeBron can say whatever he wants after a game like this. 22 points, 20 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 block shots, only 1 turnover. And you may remember that we highlighted in a game, I think it was game 2, where his plus-minus number was so strange. It was a minus 17. It was the only one of the starters that had a negative number of more than, say, 1 or 2. But that's not the case. In this game, a plus 8 for LeBron. And also, how about this? Plus 12 for Austin Reeves out there on the court. I'm going to assume that Austin played most of his minutes with LeBron James. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. LeBron, the Lakers do have a 3-1 lead. Job is not done yet. Not Ja. Job is not done yet, though.
The closeout game is always.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.
It's the hardest game of a series. It's the most tiring one. It's the most brutal one, and we better be ready for it. And I think we'll be ready for it.
According to producer Jay, and I do trust him, I don't think he would feed me false intel, neither Ja Morant nor Dylan Brooks spoke to the media after the game. They both declined to comment. Are you kidding me? Grow up.
Well, Dylan Brooks said one thing. They asked him about his comments, and he says, nah, I'm out.
How about you should be, as a professional basketball player, professional athlete, accessible after a game, especially one like this, A, it's on national TV. B, it was a compelling finish. It was highly entertaining. C, you are the 2 seed and you are on the ropes now, trailing 3-1. I guess it doesn't really matter what message it sends, but to me it seems fairly cowardly and also unprofessional if we're taking, we're just keep thinking about it as your job. It's unprofessional. People want to hear from you. What, are you going to turn around then and go to your social media accounts? You better not, because I will lambaste you. Such a good word. Declining to comment. But it doesn't matter, right, Producer Jay, because we know exactly how Dylan Brooks feels about LeBron James.
I don't care. He's old.
Yep, that's exactly how he feels. But here's the dealio, yo. He can be old and still have a 2020 double-double. He can be old and still be the man of the hour, which he was for the Lakers.
I have a huge basketball IQ.
Right? See, he can be old and still have an ego the size of Chicago. Does not matter. Age is just a number for LeBron and for me. We're definitely not past our prime. LeBron and I share that. And so I was able to get into, I just have to tell you something really funny. I have a student here who's sitting in, and I said, okay, first of all, I've barely slept in like 2 days, okay? So my friends tell me I'm much funnier when I haven't slept. But as I drop my little line there about LeBron and I share the fact that we're not past our prime, my student gets this funny look on his face. I'm going to give you extra credit if you say that you agree with me. Just thumbs up is all that's required, Bryce. Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Perfect. Extra credit for Bryce. Also, he is about to fall asleep in his chair, so he won't be staying much longer. But it is cool to have people here for at least a short time so we can show them what we do. Introduce new people to this radio craft of ours. Marco Belletti, are you there? Do you miss me? That's always the question.
Of course, and I'm definitely awake.
You are definitely awake. I'm glad to hear that. I've already had some major gaffes on the radio show, and we're only 30 minutes in. By an hour from now, the whole thing could be blowing up, in which case we may require your services in a different way.
See, that's good radio, though. I like that kind of radio.
Do you? All right. I'm going to take your word for it. Did you hear my turkey story from last night?
I'm sorry. No, I missed
that. Oh, okay. I got chased by a wild turkey. It's just, I have a knack for attracting wild animals somehow.
On the streets?
I was running and I got chased by a wild turkey. He was just hanging out in a town near mine, and I tried to run by him and take his photo. He wanted me to be his mate, and so he ran after me.
This sounds like the beginning of a very cheesy and bad 80s horror movie.
Hey, it was my life. What are you talking about? I nearly lost my life at the hands of a tom turkey. He had a blue head. His head is blue. Oh, the photo is up on Facebook and Twitter, actually, to prove that the turkey does have a blue head.
Interesting.
I hope he didn't get hit by a car. I didn't really want him to catch me. I didn't even know he was chasing me until someone honked. So I was oblivious. The turkey was nearly on my butt. No, I'm serious. This all happened to me on Sunday. So anyway, all that to say that I did in fact capture the money shot. I got the money shot with the photo. The turkey has a blue head, and so it's on Twitter and Facebook.
And you're not doing this show from Crystal Lake tonight, are you?
No.
Okay.
Crystal Lake.
Good checking.
I am in fact doing the show from Syracuse University, where I'm safe in a studio and there are no turkeys. At least not that I... All right, stop with the turkey mating calls, okay?
I think they're angry, actually.
No, those sound like mating calls to me.
Is that what it sounded like when what that turkey was saying?
Yeah.
It's amazing the number. So I felt like we had a pretty good show last night, right? We talked about basketball. We talked about hockey. We worked in a little football. We had the story of the Pittsburgh Pirates minor leaguer who got called up after 13 years. Do you know what the vast majority of interaction on social media was on Monday? The turkey who chased me. What, I don't know. What does that say about the effort that I put into the radio show? That people care far more about the turkey who chased me down the street.
Well, I would think it's because they care more about you personally. Plus, we've seen basketball and hockey and baseball players come up from the minor leagues. Got to be fair. I've never been chased by a turkey.
He chased me. Dude, he was running after me.
I don't think I've ever seen wild turkeys on the street.
You never have?
I don't think so. I think you and I live in different neighborhoods.
We do. We do. In my neighborhood, we encourage wild animals to roam.
Really?
I guess. I don't. Hmm. I never. Every now and then I'll see deer. I'll see fox. I've even seen a coyote in my neighborhood before.
Yes, those
things
I've
bear.
Seen.
We've had bear in our neighborhood, though I haven't actually seen one.
I have seen a bear before, right. Yes.
But not a turkey.
No. Turkey, I guess. I don't know. They don't hang by me. Maybe they see the fat guy and they're like, psh, I ain't running by him. Hell with that.
Can I tell you, this is really funny. And also, I don't know if it'll offend people, so I apologize ahead of time. I sent the photo to, we'll call him Bob. You know Bob.
I've never met, but I've heard of Bob, yes.
You'll meet him someday. Sent the photo to Bob, and his response was, he will look delicious on our Thanksgiving table. So I apologize now if people are offended by the fact that I eat turkey, and Bob eats turkey as well.
I've never seen the turkey with the blue head, though. That's
I know. Isn't that crazy?
I'm unaware.
Yeah, I don't.
Apparently
that means he's a younger Jake, is what people are telling me.
Younger Jake. Okay,
yeah, not Jacob DeGrom, but like a younger Jake.
Turkey terminology.
I don't either. Jake is a boy turkey. I think that's all it is. Or no, maybe that's a younger boy turkey.
All right, I'm going to take your word for all of this.
Shoot.
I have
no
idea.
Don't take my word for it. That's not a good idea.
I'm not up on my turkey knowledge.
I survived the attack of the turkey.
Hmm.
That's the most important part.
Again, sounds like a bad 80s movie, really.
Except it's real, because I have proof of the turkey photo.
Yeah.
Jay, I think Marco is saying he does not believe me.
No. I want to see the end of this movie. It sounds like a really bad horror movie. I want to see the end, how it actually plays out.
Thank God I didn't trip. The turkey would have been on me in a shot. That would have been it. That would have been the end of me. I would have been dragged away by this Jake turkey.
This is a strong turkey.
Never to be heard from again.
The blue head gives us like superpowers that it's going to be able to drag you away?
Yes, yes, yes. Did you know that in Massachusetts, a mailman got attacked by a wild turkey and had to have hip surgery? I'm just saying, that could have been me.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Please do. Please do.
It's a true story. He was traumatized.
I don't care. He's old. Yes. So.
Well, I feel bad because he busted his hip, but I mean.
Right.
Mailman getting chased by a turkey is, I don't know, it's a funny image. I'm not going to lie.
I wish we had video. I do.
Well,
I really
see, that's
do.
Unnecessary. The guy got hurt. Let's not cross the line here.
Oh, okay. That's unethical. Got it. All right. Well, that's where the line is. Good to know. All right. Coming up next, Aaron Rodgers. He loves Brett Favre so much that he's now following in his footsteps.
I like to eat animals.
Oh, my gosh.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Rodgers under center. Single back offense once again. Dylan the lone setback. Fake to Dylan. Rodgers to throw. Looking around. Throws end zone. Touchdown! Alan Lazard! Left side of the end zone! And the Packers are back in front!
I think there's probably people who are really wanting to move on. And I get it. I'm not upset about it. I have nothing but love in my heart for every Packer fan and everybody that works in the organization. My life is better because of my time in Green Bay. But we just got to look at the reality. They want to move on. They don't want me to come back, and that's fine. They're ready to move on with Jordan. That's awesome.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Had to be one of my favorite Aaron Rodgers interviews of all time with Pat McAfee. I listened to the entire thing, and what struck me, and I know I've said this on the air over and over, the number of times he said, it's fine. It's totally fine.
And that's fine.
It's totally fine.
It really is.
It has happened. The unthinkable. The impossible. Except it's not really that unthinkable or impossible because we saw it happen 15 years ago. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yes, the deal is done. Hours after the rumblings that the Packers and the Jets have had rekindled their conversations about Aaron Rodgers, with the draft coming up on Thursday, the first round anyway, the Packers are trading their elder statesman. I don't care, he's old. They're trading their elder statesman, their four-time MVP winning quarterback, their Super Bowl winning quarterback, a future Hall of Famer, to the New York Jets. I know I'm not the only one having deja vu. Before I go any further, let's get the deets, the intel from Tom Pelissero earlier on Monday on NFL Network.
The Packers and Jets flip-flop. So the Packers moved to number 13 in Thursday night's draft. The Jets move back two spots to number 15. Green Bay also gets the number 42 pick, which is the higher of the Jets' two second-round picks. They flop a fifth-rounder for the Jets' sixth-rounder. So the Jets move up 37 spots on a day three deal. And then the Packers also get that second-round pick in 2024 that can become a first-rounder. The deadline for this had been speculated upon as being at the start of the draft. In reality, today was really the deadline. Here's why. Aaron Rodgers, to facilitate this deal, needed to sign a revised contract with the Packers. That contract then needs to be filed with the NFL. They have to carry it on their cap for a day and then execute the trade. Rodgers, of course, also needs to take a physical and go out to New York and do that. That now all will take place here over the next several days. It'll be finalized prior to the draft. So after a lot of stops and starts, more than a month after Aaron Rodgers declared his intentions that he's going to go and wants to be a New York Jet, the deal is finally done. The Packers get a second rounder that can become a first next year. They flip-flop spots in the first round this year. They get a second rounder this year. Some other pick swapping later on. But the upshot of this, the Jets now have a new franchise quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, and the Packers move full force into the Jordan Love era.
The Jordan Love era. We'll see whether or not it lasts for longer than a year. We'll see whether or not it becomes their third consecutive quarterback who is tenured for longer than a decade with the Packers. The Packers have had it. They've had it as well as any franchise or fan base can have it. Over the past 30 years, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, two Hall of Fame QBs that made the team relevant every year. But Brian Gutekunst, the general manager, he had to decide, do we cut bait now or do we wait? Why did the trade have to get done, Brian?
I think where our team is at, obviously Aaron's up there in age and has, however many years he has. I think he's got some really good football left in him. But I think for us, it was just as we got through the offseason and started talking about where we wanted to go, this made a little bit of sense for us. We wanted to get his input, like I've told you guys in the past, and would have loved to have that and kind of see where he sat with that. That didn't happen. That was a little bit unfortunate and disappointing for me. But at the same time, I just think, as we move forward, we're really excited where Jordan can go. He needs to play. And having him sit another year, I think, would really delay kind of, where we're going and what we're trying to build.
More coming up on Jordan Love from the Packers' perspective next hour, because they do have a lot of faith and they do believe that he can step into that role. But are they rebuilding? That's a question. And David Bakhtiari doesn't have the answer, even though it's his franchise. The big news is that Aaron Rodgers is a Jet. The other big news, pending a physical, is that every time I do a show from the campus of Syracuse University, there's breaking news. Last week, it was Jalen Hurts. Now it's Aaron Rodgers. All right, we're going to talk Lakers and Grizzlies coming up just after the top. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.